Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network, finally getting into the spring sports swing of things. We've been on the podcast over the last couple of weeks, sort of wrapping up our high school basketball coverage with our players of the year and, you know, following the state playoffs. And baseball season's been, high school baseball season's been going on for several weeks. This is really week two for a lot of teams, or was supposed to be week two for a lot of teams, of section play. Weather sort of had a big say and a lot of things getting bumped back until late in the week. And some teams are really going to be playing. We're taping this on Saturday. Some teams are playing Sunday. Some teams are going to have to make up beyond at some point. But the new section series, part of it is playing games as soon as possible if games are bumped back. And so we'll see. This is a big test. I thought last spring, the first year, it went really well. Let's sort of touch on that. Our first WPIL baseball team of the week, tremendous start for the Bulldogs of Shadyside Academy, and their head coach, Sean Wilson, is kind enough to join us. Sean, before we first of all, thank you for joining us. And before we dive in and talk all things Bulldogs, what's your thoughts on the section series that the WPIAL has turned to? I think it's been a smashing success.
Yeah. First, Don, really appreciate you having us. Yeah. And we've had a great start to the season here. So we really appreciate you recognizing us at Shadyside Academy. To answer your question, yeah, I know. I think I like it a lot. When you play back-to-back games like that, you really try to figure out who the best team is.
Right.
So, you know, you go into the week, and usually the way it was when I played high school back in the early, you know, 90s, you could throw your best pitcher against the best teams at the time, right? So now you're trying to figure out if you have, you know, a secondary pitcher, a third pitcher coming through. So you're trying to figure out who the best team is, right? So I think it's more of a baseball series, and I like it a lot, and I know a lot of coaches like it a lot as well. So it kind of takes out, you know, you have your ace, whoever's going to come out and try to mow a team down, and then, but you're going to play another game usually if you don't have that secondary ace, especially at the 3A level. So
it forces teams not to rely on one guy all the time. And it also, you know, as you were talking about back in the day, you would play, it's sort of like what basketball does now. You play everyone in your section first time around, and then you play them again second time around, switching home field. But what you would do is you'd get a rainout, and then instead of playing at the next possible date, teams would wait until the stars aligned and their pitching aligned and then try to make it up. And again, the way that's set up now, you're playing back-to-back, and if one of those games, or both games in the case of this week, get bumped out, then they're telling you got to make it up the next available date, and I like that. Do you think this kind of thing, I know that there's a tight window, and I think that's the big argument of why the district doesn't do it, but do you think, if not all rounds, maybe the semifinals, maybe the championship could go to like a best of three type format?
Yeah. I, when we get to the tournaments in the WPIAL, I think, you know, that's a great idea. You know, I know it's a lot of baseball and we're trying to get to the end of the year, but you know, I'm a proponent to figure out who the best team is, not necessarily who has the best pitcher.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, once you get to the end, and I understand if you have like the beginning of the WPIAL, you're playing a one game tournament style of baseball. But, you know, if we could get into something like that, and I wouldn't know how that would work, how that would look. But if you could get into a two game or a three game, you know, or a three game series to figure out who the best teams were, last four teams in the WPIAL, I think that would be a really cool look. I don't know how much time how much time the WPIAL would have to be able to do that. I think that would be the negative on the side of things, but I would love to see that, because I think we're just figuring out who the teams are at that point.
The one big thing I've heard is play it as it is now, one game elimination in the first round, maybe even in the quarterfinals, instead of looking toward the finals, because again, you have to get that, you have 1 week to get those championships in. You may not have the whole week as far as the availability of Wild Things Park. But the one thing I've heard sort of thrown out there is have the best of three series in the semifinals, because you're probably playing first round quarterfinals 1 week, and then the semifinals is a sit-alone week where you have that whole week leading up to Memorial Day weekend that you, even if weather becomes a factor 1 or 2 days, you could play a doubleheader, and then if you split, then you come back the next day and play that third and final game, or if somebody wins both, they advance.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting thought. And usually the way it works now with we're playing back-to-back games, you have two pitchers that really, you know, fulfill your starters at the time. And then, you know, if we go to the Whitfields and then you have a third game there, wouldn't that be interesting to see how those, you know, what your pitching staff would look like at that point? But yeah, that would be neat. I think that would be a good look too.
Yeah. Shadyside Academy, our team of the week, all alone in first place in Section 3 of Class 3A. They were able to get their two games in this week, beating the Borough Buccaneers, and we'll talk about those games in a moment. Part of the reason they were able to get them in is because you guys, the fabulous athletic facilities you have at Shadyside Academy, a few years ago, you guys had to play your first year. All your games kind of on the road,
right?
But as they were working on the baseball field, but now you guys, this is year two of enjoying an all turf field and all the benefits that come with that. And that obviously is, we see it this week with the inclement weather, you guys are still able to get your games in. But the one thing that teams that have the turf fields that nobody really talks about, that coaches will talk about, is all of the time that most teams are in a gym, you guys are able to get out on the field, whether it be, you know, March or bad weather days in April, May, and do a lot more things outside than inside.
Absolutely. So we start our off-season workouts, you know, in early January. And if it's nice out, obviously the last couple winters have been nice because right. we've been able to get out there and, you know, do our off season workouts on the turf outside. And I think that's been a great benefit to our team and how we actually play defense and, you know, actually from, we have a indoor facility, but if you see the ball inside all the time and then all of a sudden you hop outside, then it's just a different,
sure,
different situation that, you know, our kids get into. So we try to get outside as much as possible very early on just to get used to playing in like we played this week. Right. So we are very fortunate that Shadyside Academy has such a wonderful facility, maybe one of the best in Pittsburgh. At least I think, you know, our surface is one of the best. I mean, this week we played in one game, we played in snow and sleet, right, to a rainbow, to bright, sunny, you know, warm. And it was like, oh, this is going to be great, back to rain. So, and we played through it, you know, and you know, just with the footing that our kids have and, you know, us being able to use cleats on our turf, that, you know, there's no health risk to either of our teams. So, I think it's just a wonderful opportunity for, you know, at least Northern style kids playing baseball and figuring out how to play on a good surface is, you know, such a benefit for our team.
Well, that's a big thing too, is, you know, first of all, the old AstroTurf, you know, you get that wet and it became very slick, but the early days of the field turf, you know, you weren't allowed to have cleats. The fact that now the improvements that continue to be made, and you obviously with the newer surface have one of the better surfaces. So the fact that you can still use cleats, I think, is probably a huge advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. You know, that we use the soft, not the metal cleat, but the soft cleat.
Right.
So it's interesting that the only adjustment that has to be made is when it gets a little wet, when you start to slide, you really slide a long way. It's kind of a slip and slide, but you know, it's an adjustment that both teams make. I think, you know, one of our guys that stole base actually slid past it a little bit, but it happened to both teams. So I think that's the only issue that we see on a wet field, and we play through it a lot. And our kids are used to it. So it's somewhat of a home field advantage for us.
So it's completely turfed, if I recall correctly.
Yes, it is, right?
Yeah. So how much of an adjustment is that for your pitchers going from the normal dirt mound to the turf mound? Has it been something that they've talked about?
Yes, last year more than this year. We've had kids that in those situations, in those wet areas, you can actually, when it's dry, you can use tennis shoes on our turf mound. But when it's a little bit wet, you need something that sticks onto the side. And when it started to drizzle a little bit last year, they would slide a little bit, and we tried to figure out if adding more rubber pellets or whatever would help. But we just found that the better shoes and better fitting has helped on both sides. And we tell each team that too, as well, when they come in there. So total benefit for us there, for sure.
And it's starting to show itself on the field. You guys started the first week of section play, a couple of victories against Deer Lakes. And then, you know, one of the better programs in the AK Valley, the Borough Buccaneers, you guys get them twice, and you knock them off twice, beating them by a score of 8-4 and by the score of 6-3. Let's talk about the first game first. What stood out in that win over Borough?
Well, the first game was we put our 1A pitcher in there. It was Brady Tristler. And he had such a wonderful game. He was, you know, pitching his heart out the whole time. He's, you know, a guy that we're going to go to a lot this year. Really competes for us well on the mound. And as well, he was an all-section player last year with a bat and playing third base, but with his brother moving on to Grove City, he's going to step up for us on the mound this year. So he competed well. He wasn't as sharp as he possibly could have been, but he battled through some tough situations. I think he's a kid that actually plays better when he's up against adversity. And that helps us lead the way a lot. You know, he likes it better sometimes when there's a guy on second base, because he competes a little bit harder in those situations. And those are the kind of kids that you want to have on your team, you know, tough-nosed kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, as a coach, you got to love that, because, hey, I don't care how talented you are, if you're going to go Division One or just high school ball is it for you. If you have your best stuff, okay, you know, you're going to deliver what everybody expects you to deliver. But, man, the kids who don't and yet still battle and still give their team a chance to win, you as a coach got to love that.
Absolutely. Right. We love every second of that. And when it happens first, when you're just, you know, it'd be great just to get through an inning on, you know, on six or seven pitches, but that's a kid that, you know, might drive your coaches mad a little early, but you know, he's going to compete it doesn't matter the situation. He's not going to fold underneath that pressure right away. You know, he's going to compete. You don't even have to go out and talk to him. He would rather not have you come out and talk to him anyway. So he's a tough-nosed kid. So you love those types of kids, right?
Right.
Absolutely. And we love having them on our team.
Who got the in the second game against the Bucks? Who had the success on the mound in that one?
So that was Soren Cooper. He's 1A, 1B, right?
We got
luckily enough to have two aces on a staff this year. You know, he's a kid that comes in with a huge pedigree, you know, big kid on the mound. He actually is a top five power school conference kid in swimming. So we actually don't have to have him much throughout January, February, March. But then when he comes in, he's a great kid to have on the mound, and he's just getting started. So he made it to States, won a Whipple event this year, made it to States, did really well at States for swimming. And then now he's coming back in here, you know, starting to pitch. And I think this is the sport that he loves to play. And I think he might have a, you know, future if he decides to do that as well at baseball, if he wants to. We got a great 1-2 punch this year on the mound. He was really sharp for us early, and a kid that competes really hard for us on the mound as well.
17 runs in the victory over Deer Lakes, 14 more in the victories over Burrell, despite the nasty weather, especially this past week. You guys are swinging a hot bat. Who's seeing it well and who's stroking it?
You know, I think the guy that's probably hitting it right now the best for us is probably Josh Valinsky. He's the guy that, you know, really competes hard. This particular last two games, he raised his level a lot. And I think every swing that he was taking, he was, you know, super aggressive, and he was just squaring up balls more than I've ever seen him. And he's been doing that in Deer Lakes as well. You know, super aggressive bat, really high bat speed that, you know, he has as our right fielder right now, but he's super hot. And I'm going to challenge him here to say, you know, you're going to continue doing that this year, and can you do it? So I think he can. The choice is up to him, though. So I'm excited to see how his season turns out, and he's going to stay red hot, and his swing's really good right now. We have a lot of guys that are really hot. You know, it comes from our leadership with Jonah Sakrowitz and Matt Long. You know, they are the guys that lead us all the way. Those are the guys that make sure they're at practices all the time, you know, at least in the off season. And they've been doing a wonderful job. But, you know, we got Soren Cooper, who's been hitting really well. Brady Trissler, who was all section guy last year, who's, you know, swinging the bat for us. We got a couple freshmen that are coming in that, it's been really eye opening, and the future at Shadyside Academy Baseball is super bright because they are contributing at a high level and right away, and they're not scared of the situation. So that's been a pleasant, not so much surprise because we could see it coming, but it's been pleasant for us to have on our team. And we had our leadoff guy. We got two guys that are basically helping lead off our team. With a little bit of small ball and a little bit of punch with them, and Caden Green and Zach Barber, who can run all over the place and put a lot of pressure on the opposing team's defense. And Caden was a guy last year that we didn't have. We lost because of a hockey injury. He was all conference kid as a sophomore in AA for us my first year. Wow. Missed them all last year, and now he's back this year and just, you know, hasn't really missed a beat. And just such a wonderful team guy to have on the team as well. So, you know, we're hitting on all cylinders right now. And, you know, the challenge is can we keep it up? Because we got some really good teams coming up here too. So
it's impressive because, I mean, you know, you've been around the game so long that, you know, usually it's the pitchers that have the advantage early on. And part of it is because of the weather. I mean, you get jammed on a swing and those bees are buzzing. Yeah, that's not a lot of fun. So to dig in there and get some good hacks and produce the offense you guys have produced is very impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. We put a lot of hard work into that. You know, just, you know, mentally and physically. But we have the kids that are capable to do it. And we have the kids that, you know, the student athletes that we have at Shadyside Academy, it's just wonderful to have because they accept those challenges and those situations to be successful. So, you know, and right now as teams get hot, you know, hitting's contagious, and right now it is contagious for us. So we're happy where we are. We're squaring up balls. We're really aggressive, and we keep telling them that as a coaching staff. So we're happy. We're just going to continue to go and grow. We're not done growing yet. It's what we tell the guys all the time. So we're getting there.
It is early days, as you mentioned, but you got to start somewhere, and you guys are off to the fantastic start. You were 2-2 in the section through two series a year ago. Now you sit alone on top at 4-0. This is a program that has had success. It's been a while, but it has had success. You've done a nice job since coming in your third year here at Shadyside Academy. I think it's now three straight years the Bulldogs have qualified for the playoffs. It sounds like this team, the talent, the drive, the, you know, good balance as far as experience and youth, is ready to take that next step and have some reach the postseason and have success.
Yeah, I agree with you. We'll see what the future holds, but, you know, we keep challenging our kids to make the next step, and we make sure that, you know, we have the type of kids, the mental on the mental side to make sure that they're ready for that next step. And we talk about that all the time. You know, the first 2 years we were, the first year we played in the playoffs when I was there, it was, you know, one and done. Last year we were, we took with Riverside, you know, up until the last inning, we had them, right? So we were about to make it through and that go to the next game, and we just didn't complete that game, right? I think we're ready to take that next step now. I'm excited for our future for sure. And I think we got the tough mentally sided kids that can do it.
Four more section series remaining down the road. You get Freeport, you got East Allegheny,
right.
You get Derry to wrap things up. Up next, the Valley Vikings. What about that coming up this week?
Yeah, Coach Bastalone has, you know, he's always a tough guy to coach against. His teams are always ready to play. You know, I have nothing but respect for him and his team. I know they have some good pitchers coming our way. And there'll be a challenge for sure. Yeah, but I think our team's up for it. I think we're excited to see what it looks like against, you know, some of the top teams in our conference. And, you know, it's going to be a battle for sure.
Good start, 4-0 in section play, 2 wins this past week over a good program, the Borough Buccaneers. Congratulations on the success so far. Keep it going. It sounds like a lot of good things are happening in the land of the dogs.
That's right. I appreciate it.
Sean, thank you. And again, good luck. Hope to see you guys down the road.
Appreciate it, Don. Really appreciate you having us.
Sean Wilson, head coach of the Shadyside Academy Bulldogs. They are our first WPIL baseball team of the week for 2024. Off to a great start. And again, the offensive numbers, extremely impressive. In what they've been doing, especially this past week, it was just dog nasty. And maybe that's why the Bulldogs are having success. I don't know. But the fact that they were able to get it in, a lot of teams have not. We're going to take a look in our Player of the Week podcast, Ryan Petrus of Bethel Park. We looked at 6A, 5A, 4A. It's early days, not a lot of teams, especially with the terrible weather we had this past week. Now, you know, you got the eclipse going on. On Monday, you got, you know, rain in the middle of the week. Fingers crossed. All right. Another team that's off to a 4-0 start in Class 3A will start in Section 1. The Mohawk Warriors playing some good baseball. They're 5-1 overall, 4-0. They got some talent. They made a nice run last year. We'll see what Jay Rona and company can do. Mohawk off to a 4-0 start. Of course, everybody chasing Riverside, the defending district and state champions. Panthers are off to a 2-0 start. Chenango is 1-0. A very good Neshanic team right now sitting at 0-2 in Section 1. Section 2, the only games that have been played have been between Keystone Oaks and Steel Valley. Steel Valley also blessed to have the turf field at Westfield. Keystone Oaks swept that series from the Ironmen, so the Golden Eagles are alone at first place. Talked about Section 3. Shadyside Academy is 4-0. Derry is 2-0. But the Trojans, again, we're taping this Saturday. Not sure if they got either of their games in against East Allegheny this week or if they're going to have to make those games up at some other point. Valley, who plays Shadyside Academy next week, sitting at 1-1. Section 4 and 3A, a couple of teams off the 2-0 starts. McGuffey and Yawk are both 2-0. Waynesburg Central has only played one section game. They are 1-0. In Class 2A, Section 1, Washington on top. They've won 3 of 4. Burgettstown is a half game back. They are 1-0 in section play. Beth Center, 1-1. Three teams in Section 2, 2A are sitting at 2-0. Laurel, defending champion Seton LaSalle, and Our Lady of the Sacred Heart are all 3-0. That's a pretty good section. Some pretty good teams. New Brighton, Southside off to slow starts. But we'll watch that one play out. That'll be a fun section with those three top-heavy teams. Section 3 of Class 2A. Right now, Riverview off to a good start. They're 3-0. Sarah Catholic and Greensburg Central Catholic are both 2-0. Coming up next week, a series to watch, Riverview taking on Sarah Catholic. Class A, Avella, Carmichael's, and California are all sitting at 2-0 in section play. Union and Western Beaver are 2-0 in section two. And in section three, three teams are all at 2-0. Carlinton, Eden Christian Academy, and Bishop Canavan are all 2-0. But there's now we're talking again. If you didn't get games in this week, you got to make them up at some point. You're talking about a four-game week at some point in all likelihood for some of these teams, especially in the lower classifications. All right, so now it's full throttle on the Rebel Yell podcast with baseball and softball, players of the week, teams of the week, each and every week. Check us out and, of course, watch every day for our coverage, spring sports, baseball, softball, and also we'll throw in a little boys volleyball, boys and girls lacrosse, tribhssn.triblive.com. Thanks to Sean Wilson of Shadyside Academy. The Bulldogs are team of the week. Thanks to our producer, Chris Lackner. I'm Don Rebel. We thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell podcast on the Triblive High School Sports Network.